actually, we did it earlier today with Ian Giles. He mentioned there's that fear that goes into having those conversations. He said, you got to get over that fear.
Yep.
Raise your voice.
Yep.
And speak up.
Welcome back, folks. Well, welcome to a new show, folks. Yeah. Right? You checking this out. You behind the scenes now. You a subscriber. Welcome. Thank you. And we giving you this leveled up show. I mean, look, it's called Uncensored, right? Well, you know what I mean? How you feeling about it?
Oh, I'm loving it. This is where we can just let our hair down. Let our hair down a little bit. And just speak freely. Like, you know, within reason. And about things that are concerning payroll professional, even the HR professional.
Yep.
This could probably go for anybody in the corporate world out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we are going to keep it payroll related, but we're going to take some liberties and talk about some things that we want to talk about as just, like you said, professionals. You know what I mean? Humans at the workplace. Yes. We are payroll, though, so it's going to stay about payroll. Payroll is an industry. Check out the gear. Check out the merch store while you're here. I do want to explain a little bit about Uncensored. I don't know what order this show will come in, but, and like Walt said, we're going to, within reason, this is not about being inappropriate at all or vulgar or anything like that or crazy. No, it's just having a comfortable, a safe place, right? Excuse me, bro. Man, I'm sorry, man.
You okay?
Nah, I'm feeling a little sick. Ah, which reminds me, crap, man, I need to put in my sick time.
Oh, what system do you use?
Oh, Time Track Go. The simply better employee time clock software that is going to make your life easier. I don't know if you know, man, but it already has a unique graphical employee time card. And it's awesome because it helps you quickly identify and fix the mistakes.
That's right. Now that you say that, they just announced the addition of an automatic PTO accrual earnings, so you can say goodbye to those manual calculations. TimeTrack Go's new automatic PTO accrual feature takes the hassle out of tracking those earned and accrued times, assuring accuracy and consistency for both employees and HR teams.
Oh, that's golden. That's awesome. You know what? That's right. I remember that. I read that you can choose from various rules like yearly, monthly, pay period, hourly, and hourly percentage to seamlessly align with your company's policies. It includes new state sick leave. Awesome, because I'm not feeling good. That's going to help. And you can do vacation hours that automatically increase with length of service.
Man, like, how could someone find out what a Simply Better solution could do for their business?
Oh, to learn more, they're always doing a 14-day free trial. Someone should go to their website at www.timetrackgo.com. That's TimeTrackGo.com. Or if they want to call, the number is 888-321-9922. Let's go.
Let's go.
Safe talk. That maybe it could be even called that. Safe talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? That's another good one. And that's really all it is about. It's talking about subjects that are a little bit more difficult to talk about in the masses. And again, folks want safe places to talk and to hear things, the feedback, to have a dialogue. Go ahead, have a dialogue with us, you know what I mean? Or so with themselves.
The episode that we did, actually we did it earlier today with Ian Giles, he mentioned there's that fear.
Yes.
That goes into having those conversations. He said, you got to get over that fear.
Yep.
Raise your voice.
Yep.
And speak up. So this may be an avenue for you to speak up. And you don't have to name your company. You don't have to name the situation. You can just feel free to talk about it here and say, hey, I experienced this as a payroll professional.
Yeah.
I went through this. Yeah. I'm venting. Whatever it is, if it's about your pay, we're going to talk about your pay as a payroll professional.
Yep.
You have everything that you can imagine as a payroll professional and a person when it comes to professionalism and the job,
yep.
we're going to cover it here.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I like what you said. Maybe we got to revisit the name. But Safe Talk sounds good.
Safe Talk does sound good. Yeah, it does sound good. Let's think about that. So by the time you guys get it, this might be renamed. We're recording in advance for folks. We want to have things ready when we go live with the new site. We're going to load up some of these shows. You'll be ready to go with a few episodes of things. This first one today, we're going to talk about friends at work. You know what I mean? Yeah. What is good, bad, ugly, best practice. We got some stats. We found some stuff to talk about to give us some things and just sharing our own personal experiences. Look, we can flow right into it because if we didn't have friends at work, me and Walt wouldn't have met. And shoot, we could talk a lot about our dynamic too, because it was tough, and you don't mind unless we can get right to it.
Yeah.
When we met, it was really, I hired Walt to be a payroll manager at our first gig together, right? But something right away, we got along. And we've had rocky times. We went through moments where we didn't speak anymore. And when we reconnect, yo, what's up, man? How you doing? When this kindred spirits just find each other again and reconnect and rebuild. And I think, and that's something that I've always shared with Walt, is you don't know relationships until you go through the bad times. It's easy to... We got money, we got happiness, we got food, we got this, it's easy, fair weather friends.
Relationships are built in the trenches, bro.
There you go. You always say that. That's how I like that better. Yep.
You're going to find out who's for you when you're at your worst. They'll chin check you, be like, and they may even be mad at you,
yep.
but then they'll come back and be like, bro, let's sort this out.
Yeah.
And that takes emotional intelligence, and we'll cover a little bit of that here. But like you said, with our dynamic, it's not always like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are playing the game.
Yes, and we'll talk.
You know what I'm saying? Yep.
So what do you mean by that? Say we in it. What's playing the game?
It's a part of, like that saying, either you play or you get played. Yep. So a lot of times it's an old moniker that used to be used, and it may be a little toxic, dog eat dog world.
Mm-hmm.
So get in where you fit in. Mm-hmm. Survival of the fittest. Yeah. That has been too long. That has been the culture in corporate America. In jobs, different jobs, not just corporate America. Yeah. Different
work
organizations.
Place.
You know what I'm saying? This workplace, has happened where people pit against each other.
Yep.
Everything's competitive, right? Yep. There's always all these competition shows where you compete against one another to see who's the best. And sometimes people will intentionally befriend you because it's to their advantage to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people that I've opened up to in my personal life, earlier in my career, opened up to and looked out for and been burnt because they were looking out for them. When it came down to it, hey, it's me or you, I'm choosing me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they went with.
And instead that's of what
like
it
being
is.
Honorable,
yeah.
And instead of doing the things like that I thought that I was really naive.
Was that before or after the military?
That was after the military.
Did you experience this in the military too? Or in the military, was there like a brotherhood of camaraderie that
we all banded together because you had to,
because
you were sometimes out to sea for like months, and you got to look at this person in the face like, all right, you hash it out,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you hash it out because you have nowhere to go, you can't go home,
ignore the person anymore. Yep,
yeah, you got to hash it out. So, yeah, there is that brotherhood, and just like siblings have the clashes. So you bump heads with your friends, your loved ones, you go to war sometimes, and then hopefully you come back, hash those things out, and actually get some constructive work done and move forward. So, like, it was more like a brotherhood, man. It was more like a brotherhood.
Maybe. So I'm thinking, like, did you expect more of that in the civilian world? That's why you're like, oh, my gosh, this is a shocker.
I had the naive thinking that I chose to see the good in everybody.
Yeah.
no matter what. I
Yeah.
still am like that too
A little bit,
sometimes.
yeah, a little bit. You're
You know what I'm
better
saying?
now,
But
but a lot, yeah.
like from experience, it's taught me to be cautious. Be courageous, but you can be cautious as well. You know what I'm saying? And be smart. So basically be smart with who you open yourself up to. Be smart with who you give your time, your friendship to, and who you pour into. It's never wrong to teach somebody how to do a job. It's never wrong how to teach somebody to do that. Brian and I still stand by that motto. Hey, we want to train somebody to take our job.
That's right.
We want to ramp them up and get them used to doing things that we do.
Yeah.
So in case, hey, it splits it over us,
Yep.
they can step right in, or somebody else can come right in and do the job.
That's
You know what
right.
I'm saying? So we still believe have that belief. But
Absolutely.
when it comes to the office stuff, you got to use wisdom. So
Yeah.
let's get into it, man. So like
Yeah, perfect segue.
we have a couple of different reasons. We have four reasons why you should have friends at work, and then
Good.
four reasons why you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You
But
got the
I got some more stuff there too for why
you got
not.
you got the thumb up,
Oh,
thumb
wait, where is it? Yeah,
gotta make sure
yeah.
you break that out for
Bing.
this.
Bing. Oh,
So
wow. The AI is even. Oh, no. I thought it was recognizing that. Sorry. Yeah, cool. All right, boom.
So for the four reasons why you should have friends at work, number one, increase job satisfaction. Having friends at work can enhance your overall job satisfaction. Having someone you can trust and confide in within a workplace can make the environment more enjoyable and fulfilling. It can also provide emotional support during challenging times and reduce stress levels. Real. That's like having somebody
Having a friend, period.
you can go to, yo, my boss is
Yep.
irking me right now. Oh, my coworker is irking me. And you have this person, whether they're in your same department or not. You can go and just confide in them.
Basically. But here's a good call out, right? Because we were talking about this the other day. The work friend that you only see at work, you keep it real superficial. They don't really know you, that you don't get in deep. You might drop a little thing here and there, personal. But you really don't get deep with this person. And I've always had those, right? Where, and that's, I think most, at the end of the day, it's all balance. It's all balance and it's all best practice. There's a way to approach all this.
Yeah.
But there's a difference,
There's levels
right?
to it.
There's
There's
levels
levels
to
to it,
it. There's
right?
levels to it. Exactly. Not everybody becomes friends. And the percentages, when I share the percentages, it's in there. It's like only 2 in 10 Americans actually make good friends at work.
Yeah. So think about it, because you can be friendly
Right.
without being friends.
Right.
That's it. So yeah, you can come to work and chop it up with somebody. Oh. Have a cordial conversation,
Good
a
old
nice
con. Yep.
conversation with them, laugh and stuff like that, and go about your business and not even worry about what they're doing over the weekend.
Never. And you don't even talk. You don't
No.
talk again till Monday morning. When you're back at work. And same thing in school. Happens in school. A pattern, right? You have school friends, even mess around with kids when they're young. Oh, that's your girlfriend? But do you see her at home on the week? Then ain't, that's your school girlfriend. You know what I mean? What's it?
Good thing
At work.
out.
And that's another one thing that they say too, right? Because we could talk about it here, right? See, this is a little bit more comfortable space, a safe space. Work wives and work husbands. Very.
People make that joke a lot.
Some people
People
don't
make
like that.
it, and we won't delve too deep into it because
Why not?
it can get a little murky.
What? We on safe place,
Safe talk.
right?
But like
Safe
so
talk.
you have to be wise with that, right?
Yeah.
Especially in today's climate.
Yep.
You have to be wise just because back in the day, I remember people would just walk, oh, this is my work husband. People would
Oh,
say, I'm my
yeah.
work husband. Like, or I would say, oh, yeah, that's my work wife or whatever. So you have to be careful with that
Yep.
now because people may not like that. You don't want to be so
I would
comfortable.
definitely feel away. I would definitely feel away
You don't
like,
want to be so
who's dude?
comfortable that you just walk up to somebody because you think that you had a couple of nice conversations and then you're like, oh, what's up, boo?
Yeah. Oh,
You
no.
my work wifey.
No. Yeah. No, that's that. And it, yeah. It's uncomfortable. It's like you said, it's very, it can be uncomfortable. It's not something that you want to throw on. Oh, you're my work wife. Or, because then they might feel like, oh, whoa, that's. So, you want to probably stay away from that term. altogether at work.
Yeah, right. And I think we're getting into some of the reasons why you shouldn't.
Because okay, but okay, no, go, we're still on the good reasons. So yeah, the next one is go.
Yeah. So that was the one we were initially mentioned was increased job satisfaction.
Yes.
If you have people there that you're comfortable with, it'll make you.
We're still talking about the good ones. Got it. Go ahead.
Improved collaboration and teamwork. So basically, if you have good colleagues, good friendship with colleagues, and hey, I work well with this person, I know the next one would be networking opportunities. You never know. You meet somebody, you build a rapport with somebody at work, and they may know somebody that knows somebody. Remember that saying that says, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Yep. And then there's the better work-life balance. Sometimes you can have a hectic life, and sometimes for some people, going to work is an escape from their normal everyday. So it's a different outlook, right? So you're like, oh, okay, this is a much needed break from that my everyday life, personal life chaos.
Mm-hmm.
This is more structured. I know I come here to do this. It's a break from that.
Some people are different at work. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people are absolutely different at work.
Yeah,
and so. It gives you a different feeling, and you may have someone that resonates with you at work that you have a rapport with at work that you may not have at home. You may not have an outlet at home that you might be getting at work. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, you never know.
Yeah.
Now on to the reasons why you shouldn't have certain friendships or relationships at work. Boundaries and distractions. Is number one. Sometimes people get too freaking comfortable. You think you're cool with somebody? Like we were saying earlier, you're cool with somebody? Like I had somebody slap me in the side of my head because she thought it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't cool like that.
For real. I agree, because being bald, it invites it for some people. The only person...
My head is big, man.
The only person that does that to me that I will allow is my nephew. That's it. And he's really the only one that's ever even had the cojones to do it.
Well, not getting too much into our stuff, but you and I had a situation where I was comfortable with an action that I was doing.
Well, right? Tell him. You.
So I was like, for me,
it wasn't that bad. No, not at all. I wouldn't say that. So it was a very, Walt was like this. If we're talking, he was just like on my arm or something like that. And I had to tell him, I was like, whoa, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't come out this well, guys. We had a moment, right? But it was, like you said, relationships are built in the trenches, right? And I said it came out badly, but I don't even my mom's touching me too much is uncomfortable for me. You know what I mean? I'm only okay with touch from very few people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even my kids sometimes, I'm like, yo, all right, yo, get off of me. You know what I'm saying?
It completely came out wrong. Brian was like,
yes.
You broke all my lips looking mug. Stop touching me. Stop touching me.
Yeah, it was bad.
But
that's
we had to go through that because
yes.
I was comfortable and sometimes this is how relationships work, right? Sometimes we allow people to do stuff, even though it bothers us, we're just like, oh
yep.
And then they say something to give us that leeway to let them know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can be holding on to it and it comes out like a rocket. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You shake up a soda and then open it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what happens sometimes. And then, so you got to establish those boundaries at work, in any relationship, you got to establish boundaries. And that's the thing that can happen.
You said it,
in any relationship, right? Yeah. And it creates distractions. So if you're super friendly, hey, when you get with this person, the conversations are great. You laugh. You're supposed to be working on this project, but you're in their office like laughing, aki-keying and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And the time goes by, you're like, oh, snap. It can mess with your time management. And for a payroll processor,
time
management is
everything.
Everything.
Like we covered with Lindsay a few weeks ago, The first one I remember is like working from home, right? We've been home for years now. Every now and then I go back to the office. What I noticed is when I go to the office, there's, and I find we don't get to talk so much, but it's still the, I still remember all the side chatter, right? I clock that as soon as I get into an unrelated work conversation, the clock goes off in my head and I'm like, ding, oh my God, how long am I going to be here talking about non-work stuff? I got to get back to work. This is
You used to do it to
crazy.
me.
Da, da,
You
da,
used to do it to me. You used to look at your
da.
watch. Well, especially when we first met, you were like, all right, well, it's been 10, 15 minutes, bro.
So I used to until another job. See, I don't even remember that. I had another job. They actually told dude, yo, you talking to people too much. We see
Yes.
you. And he would OD, yo. He would, we put it this way, and I hate to, please don't put yourself on blast, folks. Okay. We're gonna talk, it's a much smaller audience here and more. But if y'all, if you, anybody that happened to be in this environment, don't call anybody out. It was an open environment, right? There was no offices for folks. We were all in one big room.
Yeah.
Okay. You could see
Lunchroom
all
style.
the departments.
Yep.
It was a big room. You could see all the departments, right? Dude would bounce around and just boom, 5 minutes there, 5 minutes there, 10 minutes there, while he went back and forth to the bathroom and to the lunchroom and stuff. And they had to tell him, like, yo, you talking too much, bro. Go do your work. This is not the social out. You know what I mean? So it's, you gotta be mindful. It's okay to chat. It's okay to chop it up, but you gotta kind of keep it for lunch hour. You know what I mean? I had a great spot once that we had a little group for lunch. There was a room that nobody used, and we would dip in the room, put the TV on, lunch hour. Everybody had their food, boom, we'd kiki it up, and boom, back to work. It was great. It was great. But what was you gonna say?
Yeah, it's true, man. Like I knew a situation where it was borderline harassment what the dude was doing, but he was comfortable. He was a nice guy, attractive guy, so all the ladies were like, oh, like fawning over him and everything like that. And so he, in his mind, took it as like,
That's
oh,
dangerous too.
you know,
I'm the
oh,
man.
I'm the man. They're comfortable with me, so he
Yeah.
would go around. How you doing? Massage
Hugging.
people,
Oh no.
massage like their shoulders and stuff. Oh, how you doing? You
Don't
look
touch
kids and
nobody at
stuff like
work.
that. Because he felt comfortable enough, which is toxic on his end or whatever, but he felt comfortable enough to go and do that. And he probably had done that in other places and it was deemed okay. How many people have, like I said earlier, how many people have not established boundaries with someone and they
Yes.
let them do it because they're just like, okay. Especially if it's a boss. So if you're cool with your boss and you notice your boss is taking advantage of you, because sometimes bosses will do that and they'll take advantage of you because they know you're that
The
yes
yes
person.
man. Yeah.
You're that yes
Or
person.
yep,
You're always
you're right.
telling
Sorry,
yes.
yes person. Excuse me, folks.
You're that person that's always going to say yes, no matter what. Even if you should say no and establish a boundary, they're like, no, I'm not cool with that. You should always establish a boundary no matter what level the person is at your job,
That's absolutely
whether
right.
they report to you or you report to them or whatever.
Yep.
Establish those
Especially you're a
boundaries.
female. Or
Yeah.
you know what? I guess it doesn't matter. You're right either way. You know, see, and I think some of this stuff is like we come from a different era where toxic masculinity was okay back in the day, or accepted and tolerated, and it's not okay anymore. No, no kind
People
of
turned
toxic.
up. People turned.
Yeah.
You know, look the
Yeah.
other way.
Yeah. And women felt like, oh my God, I have to do this or take this to move up and have a
Have to
job, and
survive.
yeah,
Yeah,
I gotta
have to
survive.
survive.
Like, it's horrible, man. I'm a father of girls and a boy, but I got girls too, so I have to think about that as well. Yo, what? And for my boy in this world that we live in, yo, don't let people take advantage of you in either way.
Everybody's fair game
Everybody's,
in
yeah,
the world.
exactly.
So,
So
next one. Office politics and favoritism. So, if you have a bad relationship with somebody at work, they may lean on you to help prove their case, even
Yeah.
if they're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or
Yeah.
they may lean on you to the point where I've seen situations where our boss had a favorite, and they would let this person get away with everything. If but if someone else on the team did the same exact thing, they would get reprimanded. They say, "Oh, they get that little that pop on the hand or whatever. Oh, I'm gonna write you up if you keep doing this. You keep coming in late. You keep calling off. I'm gonna write you up." But that one person on the team was allowed to do whatever the hell they wanted.
Whack.
You know what I'm saying? So like that. So what you do when you show favoritism to people, especially if you're in a position of authority, you can decrease your morale in your company or your department.
Yes.
But by doing that, people aren't going to want to work for a leader who's, especially if you're in leadership, they're not going to want to work for a leader who lets one person do something and doesn't treat everybody fairly.
You promoting mediocrity.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
And then another thing is office politics. This is going back to what we said with that first one, when people play the game.
Yes.
So people will get in nice with you and stuff like that, and like,
Yep.
oh, joke with you. And then in the meeting, be like, gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, oof. Oh, because they'd be like, oh, Brian, like you said, this one's not doing their job. Oh, shoot. Whoa.
I told
I
you
told you
that in
that in
confidence.
confidence. Whoa, what you blowing my team up over here.
I
What?
thought he was
Yeah. No, come on, man. That
here.
ain't right, Shawty.
Yes, and the next thing, and I've seen this happen, it causes potential for conflicts, especially if you don't have those boundaries and you don't have those things set in place. It can cause conflicts, especially because I've seen it, Brian, where you know something about somebody's personal life and you use it against them.
Yeah, yes. That was
It's
going to be my sum up for summary. Yeah, my advice to this. Yep.
it's used against you. Like, really? Bro, I again, like you said, I told you that in confidence. And you're gonna throw that card out here? You're gonna tell other people my business?
Yep.
And then, like, how does that impact your work? Like, if you're going at it at work all the time, you're
Yeah,
gonna
you're
make
not.
other people feel
Yeah,
uncomfortable too.
uncomfortable. That's not gonna last long in this day and age. Not at all. And then the last one here, what is limited diversity in perspectives?
Yep. So I think this is saying, like, when you only have people that think like you click up, you have clicks, right? You like, and we see this all the time where they band together and the birds of a feather flock together, like they say, and everybody is cool with each other and they look out for each other and they protect each other and stuff like that. And this is where, in order to get progress, you have to get everybody's opinion. My bosses that I had said that how she sometimes orchestrated a resolution to a disagreement was saying, imagine you're wrong and imagine you're wrong. How will you make both of them work? Something like that to that effect. I'm not saying the verbatim.
That
She said,
makes
you
that. No, I like it. Yep.
know what I'm saying? Like, how would you get both of your ideas to become one? Say you're wrong and say you're wrong. And it makes the person think, oh, because in conversation sometimes you want to prove your point, right? You
Oh, yeah.
want to prove that, hey, my way is right,
I'm right.
even if
Yeah.
you are technically right. And the other person could also technically be right. But then you put the ideas together and you find yourself that you'll make some progress. So I think that's what it's saying. Like, you'll have limited diversity in thought and perspective.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I had to read through it because I'm like, what is he talking about? But it's agreed. If you click up and you're not seeing other perspectives, you're not. And what it made me think about right away was like, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. And that is absolutely true at work, right? Everybody has their lane, meaning, hey, if you that person that is a steady Eddie, just keeps their head down, doesn't want managerial responsibilities, and they're not trying to grow. They're in their lane. They like their lane. They're trying to stay there. That's cool. I think you have to be aware of all these best practices as well. But if you're trying to grow, you have ambition, and these things, you want to be around people that are going to teach you more at work. Not you don't want to sit with your same folks that or some other folks that ain't interested. You don't want to, no offense, but you don't want to sit with the steady Eddie guy, your girl. You know what I mean? You
You might
want,
want somebody to challenge your thought process.
yeah, you might want to pick somebody in another department I'm gonna have lunch with them because they're gonna teach me something. You know what I mean?
So in summary, yeah. I think it's like you said, the key word here in any relationship, especially at work, balance.
Yeah. Absolutely.
A healthy amount of boundaries, a healthy amount of interaction, a healthy amount of socializing and everything like that. So I see you have some additional notes down here.
Yeah, some of it's overlap. I think I'm going to share the percentage first. But before that, I want to leave them with, like, my overall, we're not saying anything is yay or nay or yay, nay. We're not saying, oh, this is good, this is bad. We're just, it's conversation, right? You think about this stuff. There's a best practice. The best practice, like any relationship, take your time, right? There's no rush. Mama used to say, what? You know what I mean? So there's no reason to rush into any, just literally like any relationship, there's no reason to rush into it. More so at work, take your time, man. It's cool to get friendly. That's awesome. You know what I mean? That's awesome. But you don't have to tell everybody your life story in the first 5 minutes that you meet them. That is unnecessary. Less is more.
Oversharing.
Right. Oversharing is not good. Less is more. There's another saying that I live by. Three things you never share. Love, money, and your next move. And that's it. If you live by that at work, oof, that's it. Three things don't share. Your love, your money, and your next move. Because your next move could be out of that job, right? Your next move could be starting a side hustle. And then somebody at work, your boy at work is like, what? Oh, this boy's getting money? Okay, you don't need this job. Okay, I'm gonna take your job.
He don't need to get this job. I'm gonna be on that run, tell that.
Run, tell that, exactly.
I'm gonna go spread this rumor like, oh, yeah, boy, Ryan might be, Walt might be.
They're out of here. You know what I mean? You have to be careful. You have to be careful with things, and you just have to approach it like that with balance. Take less is more. Take your time. Do not rush into things like that. Then we covered most of this stuff. So what I found was, go ahead while I look, pull up this.
So one of the things in the military that day, it was different, right? Because they had a policy against fraternizing. So
it's fraternizing, meaning intimacy, so, romance, friendship, just friends.
Yeah, so certain friendships, like, so you couldn't fraternize if you're enlisted.
Oh, in ranking,
in ranking. So if you're enlisted, you have to hang with the enlisted folks.
Wow,
and deal with your people. And then if you're a certain rank and above, like between chief and officer, then you could like interact with them on a more cordial or friendly basis, because it was improper for if somebody that was enlisted was messing with somebody that was an officer, right, or whatever, you could get in trouble for that. I don't know if that was how it was. I was back in the day.
Good point, though, because we were talking about that, how companies, daggummit, that's what I meant to research a little bit too, was like how many companies still have policies against it, because I don't think they can. I don't think they can.
I'm
really
looking up right now.
Okay, cool. So now I found this other little survey that was done in 2021. Just numbers. There's nothing. Surveys are relative. And it said, how does having a work best friend impact your job? 57% of the people said it makes my work more enjoyable. 22% say I'm as or more productive. 21% says they have supported me through any workplace or personal issues. 21% say I feel more creative. 21% say I don't have a friend at work. 15% say I don't have one, but would like one ideally.
Wow.
12% say I'm less likely to leave the company. I don't know about that. 6% say they're less productive. They're being honest. I think it's probably bigger. And then 5% I have started a new company, new role in the last year, and have found it hard to make friends. That you may not be a good fit. You know what I mean? Word up. Because I feel like, and I talk about this in, like I was telling you, I'm writing pillar number one out, right? Well, I'm writing the five pillars out. And pillar number one, talent. I basically threw in there the Jim Collins Good to Great book when he mentions this concept of having the right people on the right bus. So no matter what skill set or where you're going, if you got the right people on the bus, it doesn't matter. You're gonna be successful wherever you go and whatever you do, right? You have the right people. And I do feel that where we are currently is it has done a great job in getting the right people on the bus. And it's so that might be just the kind of testament to not being in the right place, being a right fit for that. You might want to rethink that environment there. But go ahead, what'd you find?
Yeah, there's a lot of, well, it's not, I'm looking for an actual percentage and I can't find it, but there are templates out there saying, hey, a non-fraternization policy. There's even one article that says that why businesses should have a fraternization policy.
Oh, wow.
That creates limitation between coworkers' professional and personal life. I worked for a place, I think I told you this, I worked for a place that actually had a policy in the
handbook
civilian world.
Oh, okay.
Not just the military. Okay. I work for a company that hey, you had to go to HR, and if you were interested in somebody, you literally had to sign something like, hey, this is not going to impact my work. We're not going to do this.
So
literally.
Weird. That's so weird. I wonder where the legalities are on that.
Because it's up to the, from what I'm reading, it says it's up to the company because they're saying it could potentially impact productivity, which will impact the company. If the relationship goes sour and somebody, whether that's a friendship or romantic, like it could cause trouble at work.
So real quick, I found an article. It says, can my company tell me on one hand that I should not go out to dinner with my coworker? Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, folks. Yeah. I guess there's no clear cut on it. So can my company prohibit me from socializing with coworkers? If the employee can point to a specific duty the employee is neglecting, such as failing to attend evening network event or entertaining clients, then the employer may be able to prohibit this socialization. I think it's your employer can fire you for whatever reason they want as long as it is employment related, not discriminatory. Therefore, he can't use hanging out with coworkers outside of work without him being present as a reason to fire you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say they have to tie it back to work somehow.
Yes. So there's an example here.
Okay.
It says non-fraternization policy considerations. It says like some companies may have something in writing where saying, oh, you're an officer of the company. You can't engage in a romantic relationship with a lower level employee.
That's very specific and different, and that has direct work implications. Like I get those, but if we're like two equals, right?
Yeah, it says that too. This article says that. It says if you're a lower level person and you're starting to date another, because it's going to happen, right? You're another lower level person. It said you may not have language in there, and you cannot necessarily fire that person.
Exactly.
Because of that. But if it's the vice president of something department and they're messing with receptionists over here.
Yeah, that I get.
Yeah.
That's inappropriate. There's abuse of power there.
Yep.
But just straight out, yeah, they can frown upon it. But
yeah, it can be frowned upon.
Yeah. I mean, it comes back to us, right? We need to monitor our behavior. and just well, that's why I like working at home a lot, because I can just focus, I can lock in, I can choose when I'm gonna socialize and fraternize, I can choose when I have my distracting conversations or whatever, and BS and whatnot. And you don't get forced into something and then have to be rude. Hey, I need to get back to work right now. You know what I mean? And in the open environment, it's tough because people just, I used to be at the edge on the corner and people used to just stop. Hey, what's up, man? Yeah. They stop and ask a legitimate question, and they're like, "Oh, okay, cool." Oh, then I just be like, all right, "Yeah, man, all right, cool, man," or person. Like it was so tough to. How do you go away, please? I'm right in the middle of this. That was the tough part, and then I found myself going into rooms. Like when I needed to do focused work, I would have to go into a room and close the door and just go at it.
Close your office door.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't have an office in this open environment. We did have rooms that we can duck into. People, you still had conference calls. We were in HR and payroll, so we had to have private calls, confidential calls. You know what I mean? There was a concern about our screens being out. And I was really good at that. Like folks would come up and I would click, boom, click. Like I would be very conscious about who's behind me. Boom, let me switch my screens. I'm not on, because if I had somebody's freaking salary up on their employee profile, my screen, I had two big ass screens. Like this is visible like a block away. Getting into other stuff, but still, it's a workplace thing. And maybe that we got to figure out where that falls in this conversations, but. Yeah, man. What else? In that same survey, they said, do you have a work best friend? See, now this is where the numbers are off in these surveys, right? Because it's 40% says they do not have one. But then, 15% of them said they would like one, though.
So 40% said
they do not have a work friend, but 15% would like a work friend.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. Right now my work friend is Charlie. Where's Charlie at? We ain't working right now. He left my ass, but so it's so interesting how this plays out, and that's why we thought we'd start off on this kind of more lighter on the tougher safe talk conversations, safe space. Some of the other ones we want to talk about is like the CPP, to get it or not to get it. Is it for you? Is it not for you? Should you get it? Should you not get it?
Yeah, I think not necessarily should you not or not get it. I think it should be more, can you be successful
there you without go. Sure. We should frame right, it because, right. Yeah, we got to frame it right.
Because getting it is going to do nothing but help you at the end of the day. So, yes, you should if you can. True. So, like, it's better, can you be successful without it?
True. We're going down that route. We got to save this for the show. But like somebody told us, they've met CPPs that can't do certain things. So, you know, so anyway, we'll get to that. But that we're going to do that show. See how we already look. See, he wants to talk about it more. It's not this show. Well, we're talking about the friends now.
I didn't bring it up, bro.
Oh, yeah. I know. Fuck it. But. As you can see, very like topics that we got so much to say, talk about. What was another one? I don't know if everybody's familiar with code switching, but that's something we want to talk about. I think it leads very much into authenticity. Yeah, Can you be authentic at work? And it, 'cause that's what it is, right?
That's a good point. That's a good point, because some people can't take certain personalities. So sometimes you have to rein yourself in as an individual.
Yeah.
Again, we can get into that later.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Yeah, this is all fun stuff. This is all fun stuff. Yes, let's write it down. So folks, more to come. If you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe now. That's it, man.
All right.
Thank you,
everybody.
Peace.
Before we sign off, here are a couple of quick things.
Don't forget to follow It's About Payroll on LinkedIn and It's About Your Paycheck on Facebook and TikTok. Thank you for being a part of our payroll community, and thank you for being a part of this journey with us. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and most importantly, keep going.